Autumn carpets the hillsides, the multi-hued canopy marking the seasonal change of millennia. Ancient, original forests sweeping across the Carpathian Mountains in Eastern Europe. If the Amazon rainforest is the lungs of the world, then the forests of the Carpathian Mountains are the lungs of Europe. They suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere and put oxygen back into it. They regulate the water system. There's a vast, vast array of life here. In fact, the forests of the world are the most biodiverse ecosystems on the planet. But in this once pristine environment, life has been squeezed out by the so-called timber mafia. Trees are being extracted illegally on an unprecedented scale by criminal gangs. And the locals who fight against it pay the price. Beatings are frequent, but people are murdered too. Six forest rangers have been killed in the last few years, leading to recent protests in the capital, Bucharest. Forester Horia Petrus mimics the call of a red stag. He tells me there used to be 50 or 60 in this area alone. And this is why. This area was illegally logged 10 years ago, and it ripped apart the ecosystem.
You can see this kind of devastation from the moon. On the satellite maps, you can see everything. It's impossible to believe that they didn't know. They know, and they encourage, and they took a lot of money.
Horia says it's clear who's to blame.
The politicians.
We spoke to the government, and they told us...
Combating illegal logging is one of the priorities of Romania. It's a continuous action, and we've already seen results.
For the people who live in the mountains, it's terrible.
For hundreds of years, we have managed the forest in a sustainable way. We take a small amount of wood for building and fire. It's very annoying that strangers come here from other countries and take away our way of life. I'm frightened of the people who steal the wood. I feel my family is in danger because this is a mob-like organization.
The scale of loss is staggering. Romania loses up to 9 hectares of forest per hour to illegal logging. That contributes to the huge amount of forests lost globally. In fact, between 1990 and 2016, the world lost 1.3 million square kilometres of forest, an area larger than South Africa. And in 2020, tropical forest loss around the world equaled the size of the Netherlands. Since humans started cutting down forests, 46% of trees have been felled. Around the world, 2020 was meant to be a landmark year in the fight against deforestation, a year by which many countries had pledged to halve or completely stop forest loss. But in fact, the plundering has increased. Here in Romania, it's not too late yet. But if not now, when? Nick Clark, Al Jazeera, Carpathian Mountains, Romania.
Okay, let's bring in Talas Carvalho-Resende, who's an expert at the UNESCO World Heritage Centre. He joins us live from Paris. Thanks for joining us, Talas. Can you tell us, it seems counterintuitive that these World Heritage forests are actually carbon emitters. Can you explain how that's happened?
Yeah, indeed. We did this very first analysis in which we were able to quantify the amount of carbon that is absorbed and released from World Heritage Forests. We were kind of surprised, both positively and negatively, of the results. We found out that indeed World Heritage Forests are a large carbon sink, absorbing 190 million tons of CO2 per year. That's more or less half of the UK's annual emissions from fossil fuels, but also, unfortunately, that 10 World Heritage Forests have emitted more carbon than captured. And the reasons, I would say, are mainly land use pressures, but also climate change.
That is concerning. And tell us why the Carpathian Mountains are bucking that trend and managing to suck up much of Europe's CO2 gases. Why is that the case?
Well, I guess the case of the Carpathians is something that can be seen all around the world. No, in times of climate change, the capacity of forests to absorb carbon can be reduced. And what is alarming is the fact that in the future, more sites can be at risk because of this.
So how big of a problem is deforestation globally? And how can we at all reverse these issues that we've created?
Well, actually, what struck us more in this study was the impacts of climate-related events. For instance, wildfires. We have seen unprecedented wildfires over the past few years, which, for instance, one single wildfire released more CO2 emissions than a country per year. And this is quite alarming because it's a vicious cycle, no? As you have more higher temperatures, this means more wildfires, more CO2 emissions, and then more CO2 emissions, again, higher temperatures. So it's a vicious cycle that can be very dangerous.
Yes, and we keep getting the same message over and over again about climate change. Thank you for your insights, Thales Cavalier-Resende. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Have a very good day.